Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Crucible. Job chapter 23, verse 10. He knows the way I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. I know very little about the process of refining gold. But what little I know is that it is a process that is very involved. Or that is found in the ground, to me and those who are uninitiated, looks nothing more than just an old rock. But to those who are in the mining industry, they know that gold is held in a rock that looks nothing more than just an old rock. And in order to produce the gold that is so valuable requires great deal of processing, crushing, grinding, heating, before the gold can come forth and be as valuable as it is. The process puts a great deal of heat and strain on that rock in order to produce that which is valuable. In like manner, many times we go through the time of testing and trial and the pressures of life. And certainly, as we read the book of Job, we find that he has gone through testing and trials that just seem to break most people. Job had integrity. Job knew what it was to worship God. We're told that it probably is the oldest book in the Bible. And this man who had faith in the God that he had never seen, trusted in that God. He knew that God alone was able to sustain him in the times of trial. He had no idea of the way that God had placed confidence in him, and even though he was accused by Satan and tried by Satan, and tested in the times of pain and anguish and false accusation, but in the end he came forth as gold. When we go through the times of our own life and testing, remember that we have a finished product that is revealed to us in God's Word. God sent his Son into the world that he might take the testing and the trial and the pain that would rightfully be ours, in order that we by faith might accept that eternal life that he offers. As we go through the very small fragment of suffering in this life that we go through, we recognize that Jesus was the one who went through the anguish and the pain in order that we might escape the terrible penalty of the fall of Adam that was passed on to humanity. Trust in God with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In everything that you are, in all your ways, rely on him, and he will direct your paths. Go through God's crucible, recognizing that you will come forth, and I will come forth, and all of us will come forth as gold. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that as we go through the trials of life, we can come forth refined, purified, and made holy and righteous because you have seen something in us that we could never see in ourselves. Do what needs to be done in order that we might be the people that you desire. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.